Base ER, Friday the 5th of May, Rabbi Eliyahu Karp, Sefiras HaOmer, the Mitzvah and its message.
Parshas Emor, Perichov Gimel, Pasuk Yud. Daber Hashem el Moshe Lemer, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, Vomaratu Aleim, Ki Sovoi el Oretz Asher Ninoisen Lochem Eskutzachem Eskutzirov, Vahavesim Es Oimer Reishis Kutzirchem Elakoyen. This is the mitzvah of Hakrovas HaOmer. And the Pasuk Tezvov, Usfartem Lochem im Ochrus HaShabos, Miyoyim Aviyachem Es Oimer HaTnufo, Sheva Shaboso Is Tmimis Tienam, Inyin Leinyin Bo Oysa Inyin. The mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer Takeh is in this week's Sedra. Admi Mochas HaShabbos HaShvi'is Tisbu Chamishim Yoyim. The craft of Mincha Kadosha Lashem. What I'd like to do is I'd like to ask a few questions on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Talk about very few halachas that are negia to what we want to establish. And Be'ezah Hashem also explain the inyan of Avelus in this particular tkufa and what it has to do with Sfiras HaOmer. The first question we need to deal with is whether or not Sfiras HaOmer today is Deraisa or Midrabbanan. Now, if we look at the pasuk says, "Usfartem lochem imochras haShabbos, yoyim aviyachem esoyim atnufo sheva Shabbos." So you have to count 7 weeks. Pasuk continues and says, "Tisbru chamishim yoyim" is a mitzvah to count yomim, and then we craft the mincha chadosh al Hashem. Now, the pasuk is also saying that there's an inyan of hakrova. There's hakrova soimer and there's hakrova shvei alechem on Shavuos. The Gemara in Menachos Daf Samach Beis darshens these psukim, whether or not the mitzvah is a mitzvah usfartim lochem sheyei sfira al yidei kol echad ve'echad, or whether it's toloi on the akrova, on the ktsira so'omer and the akrova so'omer. And in the end the Gemara says, excuse me, it's samach vovom and aleph, the Gemara says, end of the sugya, Gufa Omar Abaya mitzvah lemimni yomi u mitzvah lemimni shvui. Rabbanon de Beravashi monu yomi u moni shvui. They take account of the days as we do and they counted the weeks. Ameimar moni yomi veloy moni shvui. He only counted days, he did not count weeks. Omar zecher lemiktoshu. The whole mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer today, zecher lemiktosh, zog Rashi. Ameimar moni yomi veloy shvui. Omar haimin yona, the counting, the hashtag of today, lav choyvahu. The holeko oimer, there's no oimer, a zecher lemikdosh ba'almahu, hilkach b'yoymi sagi. It's only a zecher, it's only midrabonon, and therefore you do not have to count the way they counted bizman ha'mikdosh, where they counted both yomim and shvui. It's a proper machloikus over here in the Gemara. We have Abaya and the Rabbonon, the Beir of Ashi, who hold that you count yomi and shvui, and we have Ameimar, who only counted yomim and not shvuis. The Rambam, as he always does, paskins like the Rabbim, Yochid Rabbim, Malocha Ke Rabbim, and he paskins Mitzvah Lemimni Yomi and Mitzvah Lemimni Shvui. We do both because it's Doraisa, the Rambam holds. Others, as we'll see soon, hold it's only Drabon, and Rashi already alludes to it, and that's because it's Toloi, as we said, in our Krovas HaOmer. Who are the Mefarshim, or the Poiskim, the Rishonim that hold it's Drabon? There's an interesting question, which maybe some of you, if not all of you, two questions, in fact, the Rana asks, which must have gone through a lot of people's minds. The questions are as follows. Why do we not make a brocha, shechiyonu, on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? It's a mitzvah habo mizman lezman. At least the first time we make the first night, we should make a brocha, shechiyonu. That's the one kasha he asks. And the other kasha, to which he answers that it's the Rabbonon, which I'm coming to in a minute. And the other kasha that he asks is, we have today a minag where we keep 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz Misveika de Yoimer. Minag Avosenu Miyodeinu, and therefore we keep, even though today we know there's a luach, it's in place, Hilo, Hazoken, but since they did it then, the Gemara says in Sukkah and in Roshon and other places that we keep 2 days every Yom Tov Mikoyach Sveika de Yoimer. If we keep that, then on the second night of Sfiras HaOmer, we should be saying Hayoim Yoim, Hayoim Shnei Yomim Ba'Omer, and Hayoim Yom Echad Ba'Omer, because it could be Mimochras HaShabbos is only on the second. That's the Ran's two kashas. The Ran is found at the end of Psochim. The Kosu B'Sefer Amor, it's actually the Bala Amor's kasha, Sheyesh Shoyalim. Ma'atam Ein Oimim Zman B'Sfiras HaOmer. Why don't we say Shechi on Va'oid? Ma tamin on the Sokrim, Beloy Bracha, Beyom Tushin, Shal Pesach, Kedamrinu Besukah, Beshmini Sofik Shvi, Mesav Yasvinun, Bruchi Lema Barachinon. The Gemara in Sukkah says that when it comes to Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, so it could be it's the seventh day of Pesach still, on Sukkah, excuse me, could be it's still the seventh day, Shmini Atzeres the eighth day, could still be the seventh day. So what does the Gemara say we do? We sit in the Sukkah without a Bracha. Ashkenazi Shaminig is still to do it today. Poland and Minnaker Eretz Yisrael is not to do it, but the Gemara says Meisav Yasvinon Bruchi Lo Mevarachinon. We sit in the sukkah, but we don't make a bracha. So this is the point of the kasha. Void matamin oim ein soifrim beis firas misofik moishe ono oisim shnei yomim toivim misofik. Oh, the same inyan. We want to focus on these two kashas: the zman shechionu and why we don't double up every single night. It's only a zikoron, like the Gemara says in Menachos, it's only a zikoron for the Bzman Abayis. It's not a real mitzvah deraisa today. That's how the Gemara is in Menachos. It's only a minag what we do, yomim and shvuos, days and weeks. It doesn't warrant the bracha of Shechionu to be said on a mitzvah which is a zecher l'mikdash ba'alma. That's the first teretz of the run. V'oid, very interesting teretz, which we're going to deal with hopefully in the Shia, Be'ezah Hashem. Shalom matzinu bircha zman, Shechionu is only pertinent, ela b'dova sheyesh bo yishum hano, v'sam hano g'goyin etzilas lulav, shu bo'al simcha, tki ha-shoyfe, zizikoren lovinu shebashumayim, mikra megillah, the chos rachmona HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was matzilas, uparkinon, ubidin ha-ben, that the Avi ha-ben makes him on the child, and he was going to Michal Nefel, the chos shesholam medyoim ba'odam ein ha-nefel, what hano is there? What benefit? What pleasure? What simcha is there in Sfira So'omer? On the contrary, says the Ran, ein bo zecher l'shum hano ela la'ogmas nefesh l'churban beis ma'avayenu. The only thing that Sfira So'omer really does for us, says the Ran, is it reminds us that the Beis HaMikdosh is nechra. And therefore, it doesn't pass, it's not fitting, it's not befitting the mitzvah to make a bracha shechiyonu on something which reminds us, which purpose reminds us of the churban habayis. Ogmas nefesh, zeche l'churban beis mavayim. Now, what about the fact, that's the answer he answers to zman, why we don't say shechiyonu. So we can accept that there's no simcha, it reminds us, causes us agmas nefesh, it reminds us of the churban, we will deal with that soon. What about the second kasha that he asked, why we don't say, we double up the numbers? Why don't we double up the numbers every night? And he answers, because if you think about what's going to happen at the end of Sfiras HaOmer, first night Shavuos would be the end of Sfiras HaOmer, and we'd say also, Hayoim Yoim Tisho V'Arboim Yoim, Shehem Shiva Shavuos V'Omer. The night before we'll say 49 and 48. And then on Shavuos we'll say 49. So that's a direct stira, it's a direct zilzul to Shavuos. The stira is that if it's Kedusha Shavuos, we proclaim and we go to Shul and we daven and we say Kiddush HaYom and we proclaim that it's Shavuos, how can it still be day 49? So Mikoyach HaZecher, Ba'alma, we're going to be mezalzul in Kedusha HaYom Doraisa, therefore the Ran says, we do not double up, because it's going to result in a stira. He uses the Lashon Akira, we're going to be oiker, we're going to uproot the Kedushas Shavuos by virtue of the fact that we are proclaiming tonight still to be night 49 of the Omer. Either it's Choyl or it's Kodesh. Decide. Therefore, says the Ran, we don't double up on the Doch. It's a good question, but L'chaira it seems that the Ran says that it's going to be a direct stira, and therefore we don't say we don't double up. We don't say every night twice, which will result in saying Hayoim Yoim Tishov Arboim Yoim on first night Shavuos. That's the Ran's teretz. Found another teretz which sheds a little bit of light on the gather of the mitzvah of Shavuos. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch from Aruch HaShulchan in the meantime, the Baloch and Shulchan Aruch is as follows. The, seemingly in the summer, people would have had a minute to daven Ma'ariv very early, before the Zman of Nacht. So the Beis Yosef brings it, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's actually from Navudrom. Navudrom says that if a person is davening Ma'ariv with a Tzibur, HaMispaldim HaTzibur MiBa'oidyoim, and he doesn't, he's not going to have a minion later on. Now's the time. He's daven mincha, he's going to daven ma'ariv with a tzibur, he's going home, and he can't daven, he can't bench sfiras ha'omer, now he can't count sfiras ha'omer, but the tzibur is counting sfiras ha'omer. For some strange reason, the mefarshim deal with it, but the tzibur are counting with a brocha. What should he do? Ha'mispalalim ha'tzibur mi'ba'od yoyim. Moine imoyim b'loy brocha. Ve'im yizkor b'layla yuvarach v'yizpor. Ad kan l'shoni. Tell now, count now, without a brocha. If you remember later on when it's Nacht, good, count with the bracha. If you don't remember later on, you've counted, you haven't missed out a day. Says the Mogen Avraham, what sort of business is this? You're making a bracha by day? That's not a minute. Otu b'rashi, askinon, are we dealing with Rishoyim? We make a bracha on a mitzvah, which the time of the mitzvah hasn't yet arrived? That can't be. Says the Mogen Avraham, we talk about when it's Bein HaShmoshes. The Tzibur Adavani Bein HaShmoshes. You don't want to get yourselves involved in a sofik, which is a sofik already in Gemara deals with it, Farshim deals with it. You don't want to get yourself involved in a sofik of Nacht, Bein HaShmoshes. So what do? Count with a tzibur without a bracha. If you remember later on, then you count with a bracha. If you don't remember later on, you're still in the minyan. You haven't missed out one of the nights of Sfiras HaOmer. That's what the Mogen Avraham explains the case to be referring to. The case of a person davening in Shkir, Bein HaShmoshes, after Shkir, Bein HaShmoshes. The Taz says, what do you mean? If you've already counted without a brocha in Bein HaShmoshes, how can you go later on and make a brocha? Rather, says the Taz, make a tnai and say, I'm counting now in Bein HaShmoshes, to Sofek who could be already Laila, I'm counting now without a brocha. If it's the Zman of Nacht, this should be my mitzvah. Without a brocha. Sofek, it's the best I can do. If it's not the Zman, I don't have kavanah bichlal to be yotze. I don't have kavanah bichlal to be yotze my mitzvah, and therefore I can daven, I can count later on with a proper brocha bichas hamitzvahs on Sfiras HaOmer. Either it's referring to, Avudram seems to be saying it's referring to the day, Mogen Avraham says it must be referring to Bein HaShmoshes, the Taz doesn't like it, he says it can't be, you've got to make it night. The Dvar Avraham in Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Dalet says, I don't like this Eitzah at all. Why not? Sfiras HaOmer is not pshat. The mitzvah in Sfiras HaOmer is not that you've got a mitzvah to say some words, like we have a mitzvah to read Krishna. We have a mitzvah to say Megillah, to read Hallel, to say Kiddush. The mitzvah is Hagodas Devorim, to say words. That is not the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, to say words. The mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is to lispoy, tisperu chamishim yoim, count the days. What's counting? Counting, when you count your money, you know exactly how much money you have. When you count something, counting has to be bebirur, it has to be klar, it has to be clear what you're doing. The mitzvah is not to say words, the mitzvah is to count, to know for sure that tonight is, it's now Nacht, and therefore I'm counting tonight, hayoim yoim, shnei yomim ba'omer. To make a tnai, says the Dvar Avraham, to make a tnai and say, if it's Nacht, then it's now being mekayim mitzvah. If it's not Nacht, then I'm not mekayim mitzvah, I'm going to be mekayim mitzvah, I'm going to be mekayim mitzvah properly later on with a bracha. That's not a sfira. Is the day, hayoim yoim, shnei yomim, asara yomim, is it now asara yomim, or is it not asara yomim? Decide. Don't make tnoim. Similarly, we find another halacha in the same vein. If a person's mesubak, which night it is? You shouldn't say, I'm mesubak, is it 10 or is it 11? If it's 10, hayom yom asori yom boim. If it's 11, hayom achad osor. Don't do that, says the Mogen Avraham. That's not Sfiras HaOmer. There's one more interesting halacha that has to do with the same inyan, and that is, the Balei halachas say, you can count in any language you want. There's no inyan to count it in Loshon HaKodesh, like Krishna, Loshon HaKodesh. There's no mitzvah to count in Loshon HaKodesh. Count it in any language you want, provided that you understand what you're saying. Why? It's the same idea. Because Sfiras HaOmer is Sfira. The mitzvah is to count. Count needs klarkeit. Counting needs birur. It needs to be clear in your mind exactly what you're doing. Otherwise, that's not called counting. It's not called counting. It's not called counting. It's not your mitzvah. If we apply what we've just understood now to our original question, the original question of the run, the second question of the run was, why don't you count Misfeka de Yoima every night too? So the Ran's teretz was it's going to come to be oiker shvus. Kedusha shvus, you're making kedusha. A few minutes ago in shul, you said that it's 49 days la omen. It's stirim minei obey. Either kedusha shvus is minchal, or it's still choil and it's still, you're still counting la omen. Teretz is nocha teretz. No, the reason, another reason why we can't do it is because it's not clear. We can't every night do two nights. Just like we said if a person's mesupa, just like we said if a person's not sure if it's shkia or not, and he needs to be makayim his mitzvah, he's going to be a chisoron according to the Dvar Avram. He's going to be missing out on an aspect of the mitzvah, the gather of the mitzvah, sphira counting, sphira clear. If sphira means you need to be clear on what night it is, then you cannot say every night today's either 10 or 11. Today's etc. And therefore we can't do alf night, because this is we're understanding now what the mitzvah of Sfiras Hayomim is. The mitzvah, the gather of Sfiras Hayomim is to count, that it should be clear, it should be clear in our minds exactly what night it is.
What if you don't know, don't speak Hebrew, you don't understand English.
So then you can count in English, any language you know. You have to count in English.
If you don't understand Hebrew, you have to count in English.
Davening is you have to say the words. Davening you get schar for davening even if you don't understand. Limud HaTorah you have to understand. According to what we're saying, it could be that a person, if he doesn't know what he's saying, maybe he's not yet. It's according to what we're saying. I'm not passing halacha, but according to what we've just established, it could be that if a person doesn't know what he's saying, it's just as bad as a person who's counting on one night, he's counting 2 days misophic, he doesn't know which day it is. I'm saying, according to what we've just established, the answer to your question would be he must understand what he's counting.
At the moment that those words mean.
That's fine.
11.
That's
I say
fine.
In Hebrew, but I know
that's
what
fine.
Those words mean.
That would be fine.
In some order.
Correct. That would be fine. Okay. Okay. So we've got our two tirutzim now to the second kasha of the run. The second kasha of the run was why we don't double up every night. First answer was it will be a stira, it will be an akira to the kedushas yom tov, kedushas shvus. That's answer number one. And the second teretz is that it's a chisoron, it's a lack of birur. And for sfira, for counting, it needs to be borrowed, it needs to be clear to you. Let's go back to the first kasha of the run. So far, so good. The first kasha of the run was why we don't say zman. So mitzvah, habom, zman, lezman, we should be saying shechi yom. The teretz we answered was, it's ogmas nefesh, it reminds us of the churban habayis. Why does this mitzvah remind us of the churban bais more than when we put a zroya on our seidenacht? Why does we have a mishnah in Sukkah says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was masakin at lulav today's nittel b'medina shiva zeichel amigdosh in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash lulav was taken 7 days. Outside the Beis Hamikdash the lulav was only taken. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana today more than what they did Bizman HaMikdash. Bizman HaMikdash, if you lived in Tzvas, you'd only take a lulav one day. Today we take a lulav all 7 days. That's also there for HaMikdash. We don't have a problem with that. There it is that mitzvah was nitkan, but that mitzvah, when you're doing that mitzvah, you're doing the mitzvah of Netilas Dalad Minim. You're taking the 4 minim. The mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer, when you're counting, besides with the mitzvah of counting, you're doing a Zeichel HaMikdash. You're actually doing a Zeichel HaMikdash. It's brought down in Achroinim. Heinzig Achronim explain it like that. Without Sforas, I would like to suggest a Sfora, and that is the following. We started the Shia by quoting the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Svartim Lochem, when must you count? Miyom haviyachem es oimer, you must count from the day you bring the oimer, ad v'krafte mincha, ad mimorchas ha-shabas tizbrul chamishim yoim, v'krafte mincha chadosh el Hashem. What's the mincha chadosh el Hashem? Shtei alechem. The Mishnah in Menachos says, Oimer hoyomatir chodosh b'medina, v'shtei alechem b'migdosh. That means any tevua that was nishrash after Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. It's chodosh. When are we allowed to eat that tevua? Well, we bring a korban ha'oimer in the base of Migdosh on Pesach. Now, what happens if you're bringing Menachos? You're bringing sa'irim chitim. You bring it to the base of Migdosh. And that wheat and that tavur was nishrash after Pesach. You have to wait till Shavuos to bring that. V'krav the mincha chadosha. The mincha chadosha on Shavuos is matir, says the Mishnah in Menachos of Samach Ches. Ha'omer hayom matir b'medina v'shtei halechem b'migdosh. That means in the Beis Hamikdash they had to wait. Now we've got Tavua that's been Nishrash after last Pesach. We can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash as a Mincha. We've got to wait till Shavuos. The Kraft Mincha Chadoshim. The whole counting, the whole Sefirah Se'omer, is counting in between two Korbanos. You're counting from the one Korban, that's Matir, the Chodosh, the Medina, towards the Korban that's going to be Matir, the Chodosh, in the Mikdash. So your whole counting is counting about between two Korbanos. How can you not remember the Beis HaMikdash? How can you not have Ogmas Nefesh, the Zichroin, Churban Beis Ma'avayenu, to quote the Lashon Hara? The whole mitzvah is nitkan according to the Torah. You bring it miyom aviyachem esoimet, which is matir chodosh, the medina, until the kraft mincha chadosh al Hashem, until it's matir chodosh b'mikdosh. So for sure there must be some element of zikaron, whether we had it or not. At least we're still in the middle of Sefirah Se'omer, we can continue, we can start now. But there should be, it should evoke in us some zikora and some memory of the fact that in the Beis HaMikdosh there was an Oimer, there was a Shtal Lechem, the one was Matir, the new Tavua for the Medina, for everybody living in the Gevulim, everybody living all around there at Yisrael for private use, and the Shtal Lechem was Matir in the Beis HaMikdosh. Now, according to what we've just said, we can understand the famous Gemara that everybody knows, and that's the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says, it's talking about Rabbi Akiva, it says, if you have children when you're young, you should have children when you're old. If you have Talmidim when you're young, you should have Talmidim when you're old. You don't know which Talmid is going to be the one who's going to be Zoicha to be Marbit Torah. The Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, he did that, he had Talmidim when he was younger. Okay, we know he started old already, but the point is the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Lamat Torah, Rabbi Akiva, We know the story. It's a famous story that Talmid Rav Akiva died, Mrs. Askara, terrible Missa, between the Tkufa of Pesach and Atzeres, Pesach and Shavuos. And because of that, we all are Noeg Avelus. Exactly what the Minig Avelus is, Dispires and Chasnas, Rikudi, Vachailus, etc. How many days are we Noeg Avelus? 33 days. Which 33 days? It depends. Did Talmid Rav Akiva stop dying on Lag BaOmer? Was Lag BaOmer day that they stopped dying, or did, according to the Sfarim, they stop dying the next day? If you don't want to keep the first 33 days, you can keep from Rosh Chodesh, Iyar Tzul, Shosh the Mad Bola. Do you count Rosh Chodesh? Don't you count Rosh Chodesh? What's going on? Minig of Avelus. Tell us exactly when Talmid Rav Akiva died. You don't know when Talmid Rav Akiva died? 24,000 Talmidim. These Talmidim were the Giboyer and Koyach. These were the Talmidim that were going to do the Mesiris, Shalshalas, Atoira, Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva's Talmidim, 24,000. You make a cheshbon how many people died each day. You're telling me hundreds of people dying every day. It wasn't recorded when they died? You don't know when they die. Keep the first 33, keep the last 33, do whatever you want. You can change every year. Minhag HaMokum doesn't count. What's going on? The Teretz is that the whole Tkufa, the whole period between Pesach and Atzeres is a period of Ogmas Nefesh, says the Ran. It's a period that if we understand what we're doing, if we understand Sefirah Se'omer, and we understand its significance, Bizman Abayis, it's meant to evoke in us certain elements of Zikaron, of remembering, and of the Churban Abayis. So it's a time of Avelus. Doesn't make a difference which time you want to keep. Talmid Rav Akiva died for 33 days. Make sure that you miss Abel for 33 days at the very least. Some people have a meaning of the whole Tkufa. The point is that the whole period of time between Pesach and Shavuos is a period of Avelus, and therefore it might help me. I had this question. Why don't we know? Why was it never recorded exactly when Talmid Rav Akiva died? How are you talking such a thing that so many people and so many choshuva people, we don't know exactly when it was? The Teretz is. Sorry? Yeah, but then why is there a minute to keep the last 33? The Teretz is, I don't know if it's a Teretz, but the idea is that the whole Tkuf is a Tkuf and Avez, and it was nischadish to me this year, and it's brought in the Aruch HaShulchan. A lot of people have a minute to say Avarachamim, even though we were Birkas HaChodesh last Shabbos. Why? But he says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Eilu ha-yomim shebein Pesach la-tzeres muchzik eitzel kol Yisrael, ze shnois me'e Shabbos. For many hundreds of years, it's already muchzik in Klal Yisrael. Li'yemei din, v'yemei evil. Mipnei, then he says, Shaman Hakotzraze in this short time, Mesu Yud Bezalev Zugus Talmud Hachomim Talmud Rebakiva, Kediza Biyavomus. Vukulam Mesu Mrs. Askra. Vo'oig, says the Arach HaShulchan, Ro'inu Sheikore Yemeha Gezeros Bishnois Meos. In the earlier centuries, Sha'ovu Betzorfas Vashkenaz, Hoyu Biyomim Elu, Kemavuar Bepiyutin.
So, vice versa, it comes out that there is a certain element of Avelus in this time. We've understood it now according to. With the Gemara and Yavomus, we've understood it based on the mitzvah of Sirus HaOmer. If we touch it up properly, that it's got to do with the two korbanos, it must awaken in us a certain feeling as a Koran and of the Churban Abayis, and therefore we can understand perhaps why it wasn't necessary to record exactly which 33 days Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died, because the whole tkufa is a tkufa of Evil and Din for Klal Yisrael. And I think in the Haftorah of Haloi Livnei Kushim, which is also what we read last week, there's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Novi over there, Hinei, Enei Hashem Elekim Bamamlocha Achato Vishmadati Oiso Melpnei Adomo Efes Kiloi Hashmeid Ashmedes Vizyakov Num Hashem Vahani Oisi, I will move around B'chol Agoyim Espeis Yisrael Kashi, etc, etc. But the point is that you see from the Haftorah, you see from the Amina that we say Avarachamim, you see from the Gemara Talmid Rav Akiva, and we've try to explain the point of the Gemara Menachos with the Psukim that Sefiras HaOmer has to do with the Zikaron. How does it have to do with us today? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, although we count Sefiras HaOmer according to many, we only count the Midrash Rabbanon. The Medrash says very interestingly, it's also brought here in the Orach HaShulchan, brings it down, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael to count. Uvagod omru b'shosh omru l'moshe tavdun es elekim al ahor hazeh. Count the days because you're going to go out of Mitzrayim, you're going to count the 49 days, and then you're going to come to the Har Sinai. Omru lo Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, emosa avoyda zu. When are we going to do this avoyda? Omru lem l'soif nun yoyim, after 50 days. Vayumoyinim kol echad v'echad l'atzmoy. Mikan kol v'chachomim l'sfiras oyma klayma. Bizman hazeh, she'enonu mevim korban, v'loy oymer. We don't bring a korban. We don't have the Omer, Ela Machashvin, Chamishim Yoim, Le Simchas HaTorah, we're gearing ourselves, we're counting towards the Simchas HaTorah, Shavuos, Kamoi Shemoni Yisrael, Bo Yisrael Zman, Vizir Derev Drash, the Ikra, the Milsa, the main idea is, Shez of Zeich El HaMikdosh, Avon Mikol Mokum, Kol Zeh Moichiach, Shein Asfira Zeh El HaMidra Bonon. And just to end off, I think we have maybe one or two more minutes, just to quote one or two lines from the Sefer HaChinuch. And the Sefer HaChinuch says, Mishroshei HaMitzvah Al Tzad HaPshat. What is the idea behind the Mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer today? Levi Shekoli Koran Shel Yisrael Eino Ela HaTorah. All that we are Torah. We bnei HaTorah Nivru Shemayim Va'oretz V'Yisrael. And that's why it brings the Pasuk in the Brisa Yom V'Layla. V'hi Ha'ikah V'Hasiba Shenigalu V'Yotzu Mimitzrayim. That's why we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Kedei Sheyekablu HaTorah B'Sinai. V'Yikaimua. Kedei Tumim Mekabul HaTorah. We've made Cain, ki koli koran shel Yisrael, because of this, ubavuro nigalu, because of the Torah we were redeemed, va'oluk l'chol ha'gedula sh'olu oleo, nitztavinu limnois, we counting, etc. laharois b'navshenu, ha'chefetz ha'godol el ha'yoyim ha'nichbot ha'nichsof l'libeinu. We are counting towards this great day that we are yearning for. The day of Matan Torah is the day that a Yid should be yearning for, he should be longing for it. Ke'eved yishach tzeil. The same way as an Eved can't wait to get a bit of menucha. He has his lunch break and he has his tea break. He needs that shade, he needs that menucha. That's the way we're waiting for the Torah. That's the zman where we're going to meet up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. We met up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pesach. We're going to meet up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nochamol and Shavuos. We're going to meet up with him for Kabbalah Satorah. And that's our she'ifa. Today, where we don't have the Omer, our Sha'ifa is Kabbalah Satorah, Zaycha Taka, Shabbos, and Kilthas.